Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psyche Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle. I'm the executive producer of Psyche Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. When you get through, remember to press number one on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air. Once again, that's 714-816-4628. It's good for all of our shows all week long. And, of course, you can always join us in the chat room and listen live on the player at psychictalk.net/live. And joining me, as always, on our Saturdays here, she is a certified tarot master, angelic healing practitioner, crystal Reiki master, vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild, and a producer for Psychic Talk Radio. And here she is live from Amarillo, Texas, Mary Brown. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dax. Hi, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday and happy 300th episode. Can you believe it? Wow.
1 year of Psychic Talk Radio.
Yay. That's amazing,
believe, you know,
isn't it?
Where did the last year go? I mean, an entire year since we launched the new network in April last year. This is our fifth network, people. We've been on the air for 10 years. But 1 year of Psyche Talk Radio, and I can't believe it's the 300th episode. Wow.
I know. It's weird. It went fast.
Really, really fast. Oh, my God. So we're celebrating today. We're also, as always, doing our open lines on Saturday here at Psychic Saturday. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, or get a mini reading, or just chat with us, talk about the celebration, talk about Psyche Talk Radio, ask us questions about all of those psychic topics that you love as well. 714-816-4628. And I see some people popping into the chat room now. Engaged. Hi, Engaged, and Kathy, and everybody in the chat room there. And we're doing a mini topic today, too. What are the higher master numbers, and why don't we talk about them? But before that, let's do the numerology and the card of the day. And today's date, April 13th, 2019, adds up to 20. 2 plus 0 is 2. You know, with bigger numbers, we keep adding till we reduce and get a single digit. So it's a 2 date. And I pulled the card of the day and got the 2 of cups, which is also a 2. I love that. I love the synchronicities, Mary. And 2
so
is
cool.
About, right, I think it's so apropos that we got the 2 of cups and also that the numerology is 2, because here we are, our 300th episode, talking about this wonderful network, family of people, you know, hosts as well as listeners and callers that we've put together. And 2 is about communication and relationships and cooperation. And so is the 2 of cups. You know, most often it's associated with romance, but it's not just romance. It's also good friendships and harmony and cooperation with other people. I think it's just
yes.
So apropos. Yeah. Did you pull a card for the day?
I did. I pulled an angel card. And the card that I got is the
awesome.
Angel of Joy. Joyful recognition. And I thought, oh, that's perfect. And it's funny because it has a big heart on it. So it really ties into what you're saying about the 2 of cups. And I just love the idea that, you know, it is a reason you know, it comes up, the angel of joyful recognition on a day of celebration that we're celebrating the network's birthday and also our 300th episode. And it's, I think, you know, there's something also about that idea of recognition, because I feel like, you know, so many people that, you know, have started, you know, listening to the shows, as well as like so many of the hosts that we have, I feel like we're really a family. Like there's this sort of sense of recognition, like, hey, you know, we have this common ground, and we both, you know, we all want to do something that is going to bring more joy into people's lives.
That's right. Just love it. Just love it. And of course, this year we want to grow the network, so we want more hosts as well. And so I'm just going to throw that out there, Mary, that if you happen to be a tarot reader or a psychic or a medium or an astrologer, a numerologist, a spiritual life coach, a Reiki master, energy healer, the whole gambit cover on Psychic Talk, you know, soul realignment practitioner, whatever your modality, you know, if you want to grow your business with us, if you've ever thought about doing podcasting, launching your own radio show, you can do it all here, and we help you with our 10 years of experience of broadcasting. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to, what do you say, Mary, you know, recreate the wheel.
Right. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You have people that can,
exactly,
that can help you get it going pretty quick. And
that's
more
right.
Shows, you know, more hosts would be more shows, and we'd get to, you know, our 400 and 500 episodes even quicker.
That's right. Plus, you know, expanding the network, we get a bigger reach. And my big saying that I always say is, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, you see. And so jump on the ship, jump on our ship that is Psychic Talk Radio. And as our reach expands and we reach more and more people, and they come in through the channels of the, you know, the various shows and the various hosts and all, they discover all the rest of the hosts and all the rest of the shows. You see, that's how that works.
Yeah.
It's great.
Exactly.
Yes. And you can read about this on our website. You can click Become a Host at the top of any page, psychictalk.net. Also, I have a blog post about it, psychictalk.net/host2019. That's psychictalk.net/host2019. We want you to come and join us here on the network. Okay, so we'll be going to phone calls shortly. People are starting to call in. We want to give time for some folks to call in. And if you're one of our hosts listening out there, you want to join us live on air, call in. We'll bring you on first. Let us know on Facebook, Mary or I, and, you know, just private message us, and we'll bring you on. I know Kathy's already in the queue. Hi, Kathy. And we'll be bringing them
Kathy.
Shortly, too, so we'll get the party going, Mary. Yeah.
Yes. Let's get this party started.
But we wanted to talk briefly about these higher master numbers. And, you know, it's come up on the show before, and I've mentioned it before that there are actually higher master numbers. And I know you were intrigued about it. You actually came up with this topic. You said, you know, why don't we talk about that? Why is it that numerologists don't talk about the higher master numbers,
yeah,
right, Mary?
What's the mystery?
Yeah.
You know, unpack
yeah.
it for us, Dak. I want to know. And it's weird because you put a link in the chat room, and anybody can go on that, you know, on our Facebook group on, you know, Psychic Talk Radio. But you put in like this matrix of numbers, and even just looking at that, it's like, what is going on there? It's so strange. Like the nines, I find that weird. What's up with that?
Yeah,
and what
and makes Kathy in the chat
spiritual
room says,
numbers.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that. Kathy says, the more knowledge is forbidden, the more I want to know it.
Me too.
Oh,
me
wow.
too. Tell
you
me
know,
I can't know, and immediately I'm trying to find out.
So if you want to follow along and look at the master number matrix, I call it. It's actually not the whole matrix, and I'll explain that in a minute. But it's what we need for this discussion, and we're just going to do this briefly. But go over to Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook, okay? And there's a page and there's a group. It's actually in the group, folks. So what you do is you can type in psychictalk.net/Facebook, and the group will come up. Join the group. And you, if you're on our website, just click the Facebook icon on any of the pages. You can also just go to Facebook and type in Psychic Talk Radio, but make sure you go to the group, not the page, okay? And join the group. We'd love for you to join us on there. Lots of fascinating things going on about the shows and discussions about everything psychic. And just look for the stars on this post. It should be the first or second post if you're listening live, you know. And if you're listening in archive, you might have to scroll through a little bit. But it's a matrix of numbers. It's an image with all the numbers here. And just look for where it says the master number matrix, and that's what we're looking at, so you can follow along. So go over there to our Psychic Talk Radio group on Facebook and check this out. And I want to say, you know, it's not so much that it's forbidden, Mary. It's actually laziness. That's right. Okay, I'm calling out the rest of the numerologists out there. Okay, and I've said it on the radio show before that you'll hear numerologists talk about the master illuminator number 11, the master builder number 22. Very rarely, but every once in a while, a numerologist will discuss the master teacher, master healer number 33. They almost never talk about 44, which is the master manifestor number, and then anything higher than that, 55 through 99, they don't discuss those at all. And a lot of it just comes down to laziness. And what I mean by that, and I don't mean to offend everybody out there, you know, but the thing is that most numerologists, when they do your numbers, like your life path number and your attitude number and things like that, you know, they're not going really in depth when they're looking at the numbers here, you know. And we're talking about these numbers appearing as your life path number, maybe your attitude or destiny number, but primarily your life path number. And they rarely show up. 11 is the most common master number that'll show up as a life path. 22 is a little bit rare, 33 is very rare, and 44 is almost non-existent, because people that are born with life path 44/8, and I'll explain what that means in a minute, they literally can manifest just things out of thin air, so to speak, you know. And the other numbers, like 55, 77, 88, 99, you know, those numbers don't show up when you add the numbers up. And what we're doing here is we're taking the entire birth date and you're adding straight across, and you'll get a number larger than a single digit, and you keep adding those digits together till you get a single digit. That's the life path number. But if when you're doing that calculation and you get to that last adding together and it comes out as an 11, a 22, or more rare, a 33 or a 44, you know, your life path is a master number life path. And because these other numbers don't show up, and most numerologists just want to deal with the name and the birth date and calculating those numbers, they never talk about the higher master numbers. And I'll explain why those master numbers don't show up. It's very, very fascinating. So you're looking at the matrix here. We've got the whole numbers 1 through 9 on the side. And in classical numerology, there's only the whole numbers. That's it, folks. There's the energies 1 through 9. That's it. Anything higher, 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. You know, 10 is really an octave of 1, okay? And so the number 24, 2 plus 4 is 6. The energy of 24 is actually 6, you see. Now, the next column over is the classical master numbers. And you see I have them in bold, 11, 22, 33, and 44, and a line under 44, okay? And so I want you to imagine it that way, with that line right there. And we're going to talk about why that's there. Okay, so these are the classic master numbers that folks will talk about. And then you've got the rest of them in that column. But double-digit master numbers are not the only master numbers. There's triple-digit and four and 5 and 6 all the way up to 9. And I stopped at 6 here because they wouldn't fit all on the page. But any number that is made up of the same number, like all 1s, all 3s, whatever, is a master number, folks. It is. Okay? And what it is unlike other numbers, a compound number like 210, 210, 210, you'd add that across. 2 plus 1 is 3 plus 0 is 3. So 210 reduces to 3. That's because contained within that group of numbers is a singular energy. Whereas when we're talking about match numbers, the same number multiple times, we're just talking about a higher octave of 1 when we're talking about 11, a higher octave of 3 when we're talking about the number 333. Okay? So we don't reduce master numbers. Now, you'll hear numerologists say that all the time. We don't reduce the master numbers. That's not entirely true. Actually, you do reduce the master numbers. So like when I add up your life path and I'm reducing and I get, let's say, 22, well, I'm still going to further reduce that. 2 plus 2 is 4. And what numerologists will do for your life path in that case, they'll write it as 22/4. The reason for that is if you don't work your life path, if you don't work that higher 22 energy, you reduce down to the 4, which is structure. And a lot of people, number one, they don't know that they have a master number life path, Mary. And even if they do, they don't necessarily work the energy to its full potential. Like 33 is the master teacher, master healer number. I'm a 33/6. So when I'm not working the energy at that higher octave, that 33, I go back to a 6, which there's nothing wrong with that. You know, 6 is the nurturer, you know, and I've always been
right.
helping people throughout my entire life. You know, that's what I do is help people, you know. And I've seen that energy my whole life. But when I discovered I was a 33, I knew that, oh, I'm supposed to be teaching and I'm supposed to be healing people as well. And it led me into becoming a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner and so forth. So now, why don't they talk about these higher numbers and why do these higher numbers never show up when you're doing calculations like that? Well, let's take a look at it here. Let's look at that second column and follow along, everybody. Notice how 11 reduces to 2, 1 plus 1 is 2, 2 plus 2 is 4, 3 plus 3 is 6, 4 plus 4 is 8. And then with these higher numbers, 5 plus 5 is 10, and 1 plus 0 is 1, so it reduces to 1. 66 is 6 plus 6, 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. 77 is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. 88, 8 plus 8 is 16. 1 plus 6 is 7. 99, 9 plus 9 is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. Notice what's going on here, Mary. Above that line, that imaginary line I had you draw there, everything's even in those first 11 through 44. Below that, everything is an odd number. Okay, so even numbers are dualistic. And in the physical realm, we live in a physical universe, a physical realm that's made up of duality, positives and negatives, positive and negatively charged particles that form the matter, you know, male and female, you know, moon and sun. I mean, it goes on for forever because we live in a universe that's constructed, physically constructed, out of duality. Odd numbers are not dualistic. They're either singular or multiple, whereas 2 can be evenly divided, 1 and 1. 4 can be evenly divided, like 2 and 2. 6 can be evenly divided, 3 and 3. And 8 as well. Okay? So that's why those master numbers, 11, 22, 33, and very rarely 44, are the only ones that ever show up in the physical universe. 55 down to 99, and actually all the other master numbers, 3-digit master numbers, 5-digit master numbers, 8-digit master numbers, they all exist in the spiritual realm. And that's why numerologists don't talk about them.
Right.
But studying...
But in what way do they exist, do you think, in the spiritual realm? I guess it's hard to say.
It's hard to say, but we get clues. Okay, so we'll talk about that. I do want to mention that, as I said earlier, most numerologists want to deal with your name and your birth date, and to a lesser extent, other numbers that are involved in your life. Might be your telephone number or your address or the numbers that make up your business name or things like that. You know, so working numerologists that are working with clients, that's all they're ever dealing with, and they don't look at these other things, these other master numbers, for instance, and other calculations and other things going on with numbers in numerology that deal with, because it's more abstract and it's more looking at the spirituality angle of things. But when you start to look at it, it's really, really fascinating. Remember that the master numbers are just higher octaves of that energy. So 33 is a higher octave of the creativity and communication number 3. Well, the same thing is true of these numbers 55 through 99, and you can contemplate these energies and the higher octave of what they are for manifesting, for instance. And 55 is a higher octave of 5, the chaos number, which is the number of change, but also all of reality manifests out of the chaos number. So going down into the other lower master numbers, 11 through 44, but also upwards into the higher numbers, okay? And then 6 is harmony and balance. 7 is the highest spiritual number. That's a number of, you know, they're natural detectives when their life path is 7, for instance, you know, and looking at, you know, how does the universe actually work? 8 is abundance, right? In Asian cultures, 88 is a lucky number. It's a number of abundance. So it's 888, but often they say 88, you know, and 99, you know, 9 is completion of the cycle. So you can contemplate these energies as well. Now, when we start looking at, you know, the even higher ones, let's go over to the next column of triple digit numbers. Notice something very interesting happens here when you add those numbers together and reduce them to a single digit. So 111 reduces to 3. And 222 reduces to 6, and 333 reduces to 9. Notice a pattern emerges. 369, 369, 369. These three-digit master numbers, we call them angel numbers, because most frequently when spirit is trying to communicate with us, the pattern of numbers that we see are usually these triple-digit numbers. We'll see 111. We'll see 444 is very common. We'll see 333 or 777. And 3, 6, and 9, what they reduce to, 3, 6, and 9 are a subgroup of the 1 through 9 numbers that are the communication and creativity numbers. What is the name, the word angel, what does it actually mean? It means messenger, communication from spirit. So, of course, they would use this subset of master numbers, the triple digit numbers. Now they use other numbers too, not just these, but these are the most common. You'll start seeing 111 on your digital display or your clock or something like that, or you'll see 555 on a license plate or an address or something like that when they're trying to get a message to you, see.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Happens a lot.
And
the triple digit angel numbers, these master numbers, are the only ones out of all the master number groupings, as you can see here, and going all the way up to that don't return all the whole numbers by reduction, except for six-digit numbers. Six-digit master numbers do the same thing. They give you back 639, 639, 639. It's a different pattern, though.
Yeah.
See, because we're talking about 6 of the same number, and so, again, we're going to get that. And when you go all the way out to 9-digit numbers, all 9-digit numbers, whether it's 9 ones or 9 sixes or what have you, when you do the full reduction, you get the number 9 back for every single one of them. 9 is
wow.
Fascinating. Yes. And then also, if you look at the very bottom from 9 across, everything's reducing to 9 as well. Yeah. And I just think it's fascinating to study this stuff. And, you know, I'm by no means an expert in this. All I'm saying is that, you know, we should all be playing around with this more, and numerologists especially should be spending more time. There's more going on than just 1 through 9 and master numbers 11 and 22.
Yeah.
You know?
But, yeah.
But, you know, pick up any numerology book, and I guarantee you, you'll be lucky if they say anything about 33, and they'll never say anything about 44, and definitely not discuss that there are angel numbers or that there are higher master numbers. And that's why they don't talk about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think also part of it, too, is you know, probably the most of the clients that go to a numerologist, they don't necessarily, you know, it's a lot to take in, right? You know, I mean, they may not know as much. You go to a numerologist because they know more about it than you do, right? And so to try to explain some of these higher concepts, I'm sure, you know, they're like,
yes,
not going there for that. So that could be part of the reason why, you know.
Well, that's the main reason, is that when you're working with clients, these numbers are not going to show up. And it's just because of the fact we live in a dualistic universe, you're only going to get those master numbers. You're only going to get 1 through 9 and 11 through 44 is all you're going to get, you know, when you're working with a client. But that doesn't mean we can't go over and above this. Remember, if the triple-digit master numbers are angel numbers and it's how the angels communicate with us, well, can't we go the other direction, Mary? Can't we use numbers to communicate, to manifest things that we want to manifest? You know, there's a lot more to it.
I think I think we do. I mean, really, when you look at it, you know, like especially the number three. The number three is so big in manifestation work and ritual work and a lot of you know, spiritual work. Yep. The number three is huge. You know, you have the Trinity in the Christian belief system. You have the idea of saying things three times. That comes up a lot when you're working, you know, in different forms of magic. And, you know, repetition. I mean, in the Buddhist tradition and even the other traditions too, the number 108, you know, for how many times you might recite a mantra or at least say it 9 times or at least, you know, so there, these numbers are there, but I don't think that people are really, you know, like they just kind of take it as like the recipe or the instruction, you know, they don't really, you know, sit there and like examine like, well, why is that? Why should I say this 3 times? Why is that idea that something might come back to me threefold, you know? So it's like we're working with them, but we're not awake to it.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I feel like it's almost like there's got to be a book in there somewhere. You know, I'm thinking, you know, mastering the master numbers or something, you know, is like, you know, the next thing or something like that.
I will buy the book. You write it, I'll buy it because that would be so fascinating. And, you know, the number 55, you know, you make that delineation, like you draw the line at 44, and I guess most numerologists do from what you're saying. But 55, to me, it's like I was just looking at your matrix and I just thought, wow, is that the number of spiritual warfare in a sense? You know, is that where, you know, the struggle kind of starts to happen. I don't know why that popped into my head.
That's what
but
I think.
So there you go.
Yeah. And also a lot of this lines up with sacred geometry and, you know, it gets very complicated. But, you know, if you really want to go down the rabbit hole, what I suggest is take my Tarot by the Numbers course. in my Tarot by the Numbers course, I break down tarot numerologically. I teach sacred geometry. I teach numerology. I teach the master numbers and the angel numbers, and I teach tarot. And you get a great foundation in both numerology and tarot. You become a numerologist and a tarot reader if you want to get certified as well. And go over to psychetalk.net/learntarot, and you can check out my course. You'll also find it. You'll find it on our Psychic U page. We have some fabulous courses and workshops at psychetalk.net/psychicu. But the direct URL to my course is psychetalk.net/learntarot. And you can take my course. It's on sale right now, actually. I think it's half price. It's like $97 right now. And you also get membership in the Tarot Guild, and you get your certification included should you want to become a professional as well. So go check that out. And I think, you know, we're at the bottom of the hour, so we need to get to the phone calls. But I want to leave it with this, Mary. Go over to Psychic Talk Radio, our Facebook group, if you haven't already, and find this post and put your comments about it post in the comments on that post. And let's start a discussion. You know, what do you think the higher master numbers mean? And what, you know, what are your ideas? Let's pick everybody's brain, Mary.
Let's do it.
Awesome. Awesome. So here we are at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to start the celebration. We're going to take the phone calls. Again, it's 714-816-4628. When you get through, remember to press the number one on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, just open the dial pad on your Skype app and press one. That way we know you want to be live on air with us. And I also want to let everybody know some of the fantastic shows coming up on the network, too. So go over to psychetalk.net/upcoming when you want to see and check out, you know, all the times and dates and all the topics coming up. So tomorrow, Sunday, April 14th, is How to Trust the Content of Your Mind, Part 1. That sounds fascinating. With host Lottie Whalen and Francois Frankie Arbeau from Stockholm, Sweden, with their show Spiritual Landscapes. They'll be taking your calls as well. Let's see, Catherine Hahn on Mondays with her Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance. She started a 30-day gratitude challenge, Mary, and she's talking about being grateful and loving yourself for who you are on Monday the 15th, this Monday coming up. And then the Tuesday show is on break for a couple of weeks, but they'll be back on the 30th with special guest Dave Nunnally. He's a paranormal researcher. Stephanie had to cancel her show, Stephanie's Guide at Tarot. She's on every Thursday, but she had to cancel this past Thursday. She had a death in the family, and all of our thoughts and our prayers are with her and her mom. Her mom's sister passed away. And she's got a lot going on this month. She's moving by the end of the month, and I'm hoping she'll be back for her show this coming Thursday, the 18th. And then on Fridays, we have a new show series going, too, on soul realignment. We're going to be talking about what is soul realignment, Kathy and Rose and I, this coming Thursday. So that's some of the shows that are coming up, and you can go over to psychetalk.net/upcoming. Of course, we'll be back next Saturday, and we're doing open lines all show long, folks. So you can just call in, chat about whatever you want, and get mini readings and things like that. So before we go to our first caller, let's bring on Kathy. Are you there, Kathy?
Hi,
hello?
It's me. Hi, Mary. Dick.
Hi, Kathy.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Kathy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks
happy
for calling
300th.
In.
Anniversary,
happy
I guess
birthday.
I want to call it. Yay.
Awesome. We had a great show on Friday, didn't we? We talked all about
sure
what
did.
Are the Akashic Records. Oh, yeah. It was – and great callers. Fantastic show yesterday. And a lot of our hosts, you know, I didn't even realize until almost the last minute that it was the 300th episode. And a lot of our hosts are off doing – special events. A few are a little under the weather. I already told you what happened with Stephanie. Dr. Rose had to bow off yesterday's show because she had a sinus infection. Now she's got a sore throat. You know, so a lot of our hosts, unfortunately, a lot of our hosts, and I know Vivian is traveling right now, a lot of our hosts can't join us today, unfortunately, but I'm glad you got in, Kathy.
Well, you're just stuck with me today.
Awesome.
Well, we're glad to be stuck with you.
All right. Happy to be stuck with you.
It's a song.
So, Kathy, do you want to hang out with us as we go to the phone calls?
Sure.
And chat with us? Yeah. So we're going to bring on some callers. It's going to be fun here. Let's see who's been waiting longest and who's out there. Don't forget, you can also ask a question in the chat room. And, in fact, Vivian just popped into the chat room and said, hi, Dak. Hi, Viv. She's
hi,
out
Vivian.
Traveling. And yep, and Sharona's in there, too. Hi, Sharona. And
hi,
if
Sharona.
Either of you want to call in, you know, feel free to call in and join the party if you want to. Don't have to, but, you know, the invitation's out there. And you can ask questions in the chat room at psychetalk.net/live, and we'll be happy to, you know, do a mini reading for you or answer any of your questions. And if you, you know, you can also ask questions about, you know, earlier in the show I talked about joining us as a host. Maybe you're curious and you're a little trepidatious about it. You're not sure and you want to find out how it works. Well, call in or go in the chat room and ask us questions. We'll be happy to tell you. You know, Mary's been broadcasting almost as long as me and on the radio. And, of course, you know, she was a Hollywood reporter, so she's been doing interviews and broadcasting for a long time, folks, a long time.
Hey,
yeah.
So, let's not date it, okay? You know, I'm at that age where I'm going to keep it loose.
Yep. And the other really cool thing, Mary, is that you've been with me forever, and then Kathy is one of our newest hosts. So we have both ends of the spectrums. We have brand new hosts like Kathy here. We got Mary, who's been with me for a long time. I've been broadcasting for 10 years. So if you got questions about doing a podcast or about radio or joining us on Psyche Talk Radio, you know, this is the show to call in on for sure. And I see some more callers calling in. Some of them are just listening. Remember, if you want to be live on air, press 1 on your dial pad. Okay, so we're going to go to the caller that's been waiting the longest, 52 minutes, area code 775. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Wendy from California.
Hi,
wow,
Wendy.
Thanks for holding on all that time. I hope you're enjoying the show so far.
Oh, I am. It's right up my alley. I love numbers, and I play with numbers all the time. And we won't say my phone number on the air, but I negotiated with AT&T for my telephone number.
Oh, how cool. I love that.
Oh, I got a story. I have a story about that. You know, Wendy, you brought that up. I got to mention this. You know, I was getting a new business number. And so I don't mind giving it out on air because it's a business number anyway, right? And I was getting it through Skype. And you go over to Skype and you click and you tell them you want a phone number for your Skype. And I wanted a local number. And they give you suggestions, right? Get this. This is the first number that they suggest to me is 777-9611. Do you think I grabbed that number?
Yes, I do.
Wow. How cool.
777-9611. It's got two master numbers in it.
Right, and I think 7 and 11 combination are pretty powerful, and I think 11 is the master number.
Yep, master illuminator number, plus, and I was getting this for my hypnotherapy business and life coaching, and 777-9611 adds up to 38. 3 plus 8 is 11.
Uh-huh.
So the whole number is an 11/2. It's a master number also when you add it up that way. Oh, my God, I just love it. I got to tell you.
That's so cool.
And have you ever considered the fact that, to me, this number 3 is the Trinity? And so the Trinity times itself 3 times adds up to 27, which is 9.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And when you make a trinity of 3 of anything, you have 9. You know, but it's a trinity as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, as well as 3 being a trinity of 1. It's 111. I mean, it's fascinating just to explore this stuff, even if you're not working with these kind of numbers as far as working with clients. But it's, to me, it's just amazing, you know, what numbers do.
Oh, I love numbers. I've worked with numbers all my life. I actually used to be a blackjack dealer and a baccarat shell and a keno writer. And I think my love of numbers started with keno writing, because if you have four ones, then that's actually six twos. And so I think I learned to play with numbers when I was in training for keno writing.
Oh, wow.
Well, also look at Mary and Kathy and Wendy, you know, think about how, and all you listeners out there, think about how it also manifests. Numbers manifest all over the place. So four is the number of structure in numerology. And what do we have? The four cardinal signs, the four directions, everything's in fours like that. And think of the unlucky considered, you know, the 13, the number 13. People won't even, like, you know, book a hotel room on the 13th floor. Well, 13 is just one off of 12, and 12 is, you know, the 12 numbers of the clock being divided up in an analog clock, you know, the 12 apostles, and on and on and on. Judas was the 13th person to the table. You know, a similar thing happens in Norse mythology when Loki shows up and he's the 13th, you know, and he actually kills one of the gods at that dinner, which is actually where I think they actually get the Lost Supper from, I'm going to say. But anyway, I didn't say that out loud. Anyway, you know, it's just fascinating. You know, we have all these numbers in our lives. Everything is numbers. And when we think about our fascination or attraction to certain things, and when we actually look at the number, it becomes apparent why.
Yeah. I agree. And to me, 13 is four, and which is structure.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's appropriate for me to ask, but I'm going through quite a situation. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I ask a question? It's not related.
Absolutely.
To
that. Absolutely.
We'll pull
thank
some
you
cards
both.
And everything. That was my next thing. I was going to ask you if you had a question for us. Go right ahead, Winnie.
Bless your heart. Well, I am really worried. On March the 14th, I left my apartment, and I was on the sidewalk, and I'm very safety conscious. I stepped down, and all of a sudden, I was wham, flat down on the pavement. I twisted my right ankle, and both of my wrists were badly sprained. So I've not been able to work all month because a big part of my job is typing. And so the next day I saw my doctor. There were a lot of x-rays, no broken bones. And then she called me. She wrote me off work for a week. She called me after that, and I didn't like the way she treated me. She actually sounded angry, and I thought, she's very intelligent, but I don't like being treated like this. So I actually switched to a new doctor. And this doctor was supposed to see me for the first time on April 2nd. However, she did the same thing. She fell and did something to her leg, so she had to wear the same orthotic clothes that I've been wearing. And so she was off the entire week, which delayed me seeing this new doctor. And I finally saw her, I think it was the 8th of April. And it was a nightmare. Doctors ask questions they're entitled, but she interrogated me. And anyway, to make a long story short, I've not worked enough hours to qualify for FMLA. So job protection would be ADA. And so I asked my doctor to just sign off on the form. She didn't have to fill out anything, just approve it from the medical secretary via email. And that would save my job. Well, she refused to, and I called the lady who's working with my employer regarding getting ADA, and she was very sympathetic and supportive. And I said, well, should I just stick with this doctor until my ADA situation is done? And she said, no, absolutely not. I don't want you to suffer. Change doctors. So I saw another doctor yesterday. Her name is Zeta, and she seems really nice. But then Sharif used to sign the ADA paperwork, and I always asked for any notes that are written. And she actually had written in my notes that I, when she came into the room for the second time, that I was moving my left shoulder, which was injured, without any pain. And I was facing the wall, so I wonder how she came to that conclusion. But anyway, that makes me look bad. So I think that the second doctor that I changed to, I think that there's something in the computer that's impacting the relationship I have with future doctors, and I'm going to see legally if I can get all my records. But bottom line,
what's your question?
I am supposed to go back to work on Monday.
What's your question for us, basically? So you're going back to work on Monday.
Well, I'm supposed to go back to work on Monday, and I will not have that ADA form signed. However, I do have a doctor off work starting the day I was injured through this Sunday, tomorrow. So I am really afraid that they're going to use this as a loophole just to tell me I hope to God they don't fire me, but that's what I'm afraid of. So do you think I'll keep my job?
Okay. So that's the question. Should I go first, Dax? I feel like I just started talking. And when she said the question.
Go ahead.
Okay.
One second, Mary, before you jump, I had to throw this out here because it's fascinating that the date that she gave adds up to 20, which obviously reduces to 2, which is the exact numbers we get for today. It's like no accident that she's calling in. Also, the day, the 14th, 1 plus 4 is 5, the number of chaos in numerology. You know, you're heading out of the house on a 5-day or the 14th or the 23rd or any number that adds up, reduces to 5, you know. It's also a high energy number. It could be positive, but, you know, set the intention that you're not going to have anything chaotic happen and that you're going to work with the high energy today when it's a 5-day. I just wanted to throw that out there for everybody. I thought that was fascinating. But go ahead, Mary. What are you getting for her question? What was the question again? Can you repeat the question, Mary?
Is she going to lose her job, right?
Because I'm not going to get an ADA signature, but I do have a doctor note putting me off for the entire time.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you know, what I'm getting is that it's not like, look, I feel like you've been through so much as far as being fired over this, losing your job because of it. I don't see that necessarily happening. Okay. The Seven of Cups does come up, though. I get a lot of sevens, actually. The Seven of Cups and the Seven of Wands. Seven of Cups to me is saying, like, okay, look at the different, you know, there's different ways of looking at it, basically. And look at different options that are open to you. Because if you do feel like it's in such a place that you're in danger of doing that, of course, you know, you're going to need to find other solutions. I'm not seeing you being fired, let go. Nothing's coming up about that. The Seven of Wands comes up, so it's saying you're going to have to kind of be on guard for it. You know, it's a card where, you know, we have the higher ground, but we're defending our position. Okay, so I feel like that is something you're going to need, that doctor's note, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the last thing that comes up, I pulled an angel card for you, and it asks you to free your mind of all negative thoughts that are kind of going through. So that fear and that worry of what could happen, and know that your angels are there to help. You just have to say, help me with this, help me with this. And, you know, not tell them how to do it. They'll figure it out. So that's what I got. Kathy, what do you have?
Okay, so first of all, I did get the Five of Fire for the energy being around your job right now, which does reflect that there's competing goals, there's bothersome details, there's conflicts with other people, so that's right on. But interestingly, the second card, which I view as the action to take or where the energy is moving, is Page of Earth, which is good news about financial matters. But it could also indicate wanting to do something more challenging and a new area of study. And, you know, there is something called divine discontent where is that could kind of come into, you know, play here, where it, if you have had some, you know, niggling dissatisfaction with this job, but you've not really done much about it or even thought about, you know, and other things that you might like to do, this situation might actually, in a way, be pushing you to open your mind and be open to the possibility of work that you would find more challenging and fulfilling for you. I mean, that's just a possibility.
Well, and, you know, my answer to that is I am applying elsewhere, but I don't want to lose my job because it pays the rent.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Now, the outcome card
well,
was queen of earth, so I think it's pretty good.
Yes. Yeah, I want to jump in and just say, okay, so the only major arcana card I got in this spread was the Sun card. It's looking really good. You can't get a better card than the Sun card. The central focus card is the Seven of Wands. We actually have multiple sevens, multiple twos showing up. Seven is showing conflict. It's also showing, however, that you have the higher ground. So, and you're going to end up with the Sun. So it's going to work out, but there's going to be a battle here, and there's also going to there's some required research. We got the Two of Wands showing up, and the Two of Cups, which is actually the card of the day. If you were listening from the beginning there, and two is cooperation and partnerships, and you know you may have to partner up with other people, maybe on the legal end, maybe even a lawyer to you know and really work this out. It's going to be somewhat of a battle going on here with that Seven of Wands, you know. But ultimately, you win out with the Sun card showing up. It looks really good. And a lot of what I'm getting in these cards is reflecting what Mary said and what Kathy said. A lot of synchronicities there.
Yeah, Seven of Wands even.
Yep.
Well, the Sun card means that I'm going to ultimately be successful. I'll save my employment with this company.
That's the feeling I'm getting. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And it's a fixed day because it's the 15th. I was born on 7651. So I don't know if that's a good day for me or not, but I have to go there.
It may be a good day. And remember, six is harmony and balance. So, you know, it's a return of harmony and balance after the chaos of five, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we got to run, Wendy. We got a lot of people on the phone lines here, and we got to take some other calls for the end of the show. Time's slipping away from us, but thanks very much for the call, Wendy. And
yeah.
We are gonna let's see who else is out there. Sorry, we spent so much time on that, but it was a fascinating, you know, nice segue. Conversation about numbers again. And if anybody else wants to chat about numbers, feel free. We're going to go to area code 347. It's been waiting the longest. Caller, are you there? What's your name?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
My name is Tanika. I'm calling from Long Island, New York. And so glad you took my call. I love the show. I'm very into numerology. I have some books on it too. And I definitely want to hear what you guys have to say about my situation. So I know I'm a one life path. I'm born on a 3-day. I have a 6 personality. Right now I was involved with someone at my job. His date of birth is 10/28/76, and he just seemed to have lost interest in me. He hurt my feelings really bad. So basically, but I still have feelings for him and I don't know why. I put in for a transfer also yesterday at my job, and partly it's because of the way I feel about him. He just walks past me every day like it's nothing, and it hurts. So it's that, and then it's other things about my job that I just think that it would be probably best for me to distance myself from. So I'm wondering if my manager, because she can or not sign off on the transfer, I'm wondering if she will allow it and if it's a good idea or should I just like leave this company overall. So it's like those things with him and my job.
You getting anything on that, Kathy?
And why
is
love
I, I drew about the energy around the job was actually the Two of Water, the Two of Cups card that you pulled for the day. So, you know, that would indicate some positive energy, you know, that is there in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Now, as far as you staying at your current place of employment, we're looking at the Knight of Water, the Knight of Cups. So that shows a need to balance emotions, or to you know, how get real honest with yourself about how you're feeling here, and take some time to see if there's anything you need to reevaluate or that you might have misinterpreted in terms of what's going on here at your current place. And let's see about the outcome. Nine of Fire, don't give up. Protect that which you've created. Have courage and believe in yourself. So this is urging you to hang in there and be assertive in terms of protecting your job in the place of the company. What are you two getting?
Mary, you getting anything?
Should I go? Yeah, was it my turn? Yeah, I'm getting a few things here. You know, the big message that I'm getting is about shining your light. Okay, so this mm-hmm. relationship that was there that went awry, and now you wanna get away from it, right? Because he hasn't been very nice. But you know, you've worked really hard to get where you're at. You know, and as far as asking for a transfer, I think go ahead, ask for a transfer. You know, if that's what you're really feeling, and see how that goes. I feel like it will be, you know, thoughtfully considered. Okay, I'm not really seeing an outcome one way or the other of whether you get that transfer. But the biggest message I'm getting is that, you know, it's about you, and not feeling like you have to, you know, pull back your energy, or that you have to, you know, hide your light now. No, you know, you didn't do anything wrong. Okay, so don't punish yourself because of
that's right
something that happened with somebody else. So, Dax, what are you getting?
I tried going at it from a different angle of, you know, should she seek employment elsewhere, and I got a really strong no on that you should really stay put, and really, like what you said, Mary, you know, fight for what you've built up there, and, you know, maybe a transfer within the company, but sticking with where you are is what's coming up for me. I hope that helped you out, Tanika.
Yeah, and I wanted to get numerology as far as my number. How come love always ends up the way it does for me, like so painful?
Oh, wow. You should get a numerology report. And I have them available on my page, psychytalk.net/Dax. And we can do your numbers and figure out, you know, what's going on there. What's your birth date?
9378. And this guy, he was 10/28/76. And as far as I know, I think he was a 7. And I thought that was really compatible with me. It was a 1.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, this seems to be like a cycle with me when it comes to relationships. Like, I give my all, and but I'm not aggressive, I don't feel, and it just always ends up with me with heartbreak, I feel like.
So did you say that, wait, let me make sure I got this right, because there was a lot of numbers flying there. So his birth date was 10/28/1976?
Yeah.
What was yours again?
9378.
9/3/1978. Yeah, so you're a 1. Okay, so you're a 1 and he's a 7. Those are both from the mind numbers, 1, 5, and 7. You guys are compatible, okay? However, the 7 is more, needs more alone time and pulls back. The 1 needs to be in the spotlight, you know. So there's, and that's just looking at the life path. There's 9, you know, there's 8 of other numbers in the 9 number chart, you know. So we'd have to look at all the numbers, but just from the life path alone, I can see where you're compatible. However, you are very different numbers, being a 1 and a 7. And so, you know, there could be friction there.
Can I ask a question real quick here? She's a 1, and you were just talking about, you know, needing the spotlight. The feeling I'm getting is that she's not stepping into that spotlight.
That could be,
you know,
too, because you can work the energy either way, you see. And that's what a lot of people don't get, because, like, you tell somebody their life path number, and they're like, oh, I'm not like that. I'm 180 degrees the opposite. Yeah, because you're working against the energy. The natural flow, you know, is that ones are supposed to be leaders. Ones are supposed to be on stage, you know. And if you shy away from that, you're working the energy in the negative.
Well, that's why I kind of wanted to leave my current job, because my boss is kind of like an she acts like an adversarial role to me and my strengths.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes when I just look at her while she's talking and you know, delegating, I'm just speaking, she'll be like, oh, you're looking at me like you're my mother. Like, it's like she can't even take me looking at her while I'm trying to be respectful and pay attention. And other things, she just acts like adversarial. And he kisses her butt all day. He brings her lunch. He's like a follower to her. So it's like, I feel like I'm not needed, not valued, and I'm not able to be strong. Because if I do that, she focuses on me only when she comes in the room, and she acts so challenging to me when I just want to be myself and be the strong person I am. And it's just like she doesn't want to see me take that role at all in office with all the employees. She doesn't like it. So it's like, I don't feel like I can be myself here, because I'm kind of harassed and like put stomped down. Like, even when I would just started there, and I would perk up and try to chime in and make my opinion, when she would come to me and vent, she would be like snapping at me, like when I would just kind of try to give my opinion, and I did not know where that was from. It's like,
mm-hmm.
She can't take my strength. And him, I don't know, like, I really, he just follows behind whatever woman is empowering, because she's the boss. She wants to be the boss, the only one that has that platform to be able to speak and people listen to her. And I can't have that when I'm in a place, because I know how to be fair and speak up honestly. She doesn't like it. So that's why I'm like, I think I should just go, because this is her throne. She doesn't want to feel like anyone's trying to take it, which I'm not. I'm just trying to be myself. And I'm like, I want to be feeling needed. Like, I want to feel needed and be able to be strong. Like, I know I can handle, and I'm not able to, that's not welcome here. You know, that's why I was wondering if I should go, because of that and him. Like, it's like, she's a piece of me, and he does.
Yeah.
And I'm so hurt.
Well, to repeat what we got, yeah. But to repeat what we got, and we got to move on to other callers, but I just wanted to say, you know, I think we're all getting that you should really stay and work with where you are. And that's really the answer to your question, really, you know. But so what do you think, Mary? Kathy, what you want to see if we
I
can
just
squeeze
posted
in another
a link
call.
I just posted a link to a book in the chat room, because serendipity,
mm-hmm.
I just came across this book advertised on Facebook about toxic situations at work and what to do. So if you want to check out that book, go to the chat room and look for the link I just posted in there.
Turning the Tide. Oh, great suggestion there, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just in case it's serendipity.
So, let's see if we can squeeze another call in here. The call that's been waiting the longest is area code 770. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 770. Are you there? Looks like they're talking to someone else. Going once, going twice. Okay, we're going to move on to the next caller, which is area code 614. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Solson. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, right. Can you say your name again? I didn't quite catch that.
Solson. It's F-I-L-S-A-N.
Solson.
Got it. All righty. Interesting. What would you like to chat about?
I want to start my own business. I just want to see if you guys see that being successful or not.
Okay. I'm getting really good cards. Again with the twos. My God. Remember I got the two twos for Wendy? And now I got two twos again. Hold on. I'm going to put Felton on hold there because there's a lot of background noise. The full card, take the leap. New beginnings. Yeah. I mean, it's looking really good. There's some cards about balancing of finances. You know, it might be a little bit of a balancing act there. The High Priestess shows up as the central card, a central focus, along with the Moon card, and talking about, you know, programming your dreams and paying attention to the information that comes through, and with the High Priestess, listening to your intuition, wisdom, inner knowledge, and you end up at the Ten of Pentacles. And that's very successful financially. So, it might be a little rough start there, but what I'm getting is take the leap. Mary Kathy, anybody want to throw anything else in there for Felton?
Yeah, I just got, just pulling a couple of angel cards here. You know, what it talks about is gathering all the facts and information you need before you start this business. So that may be tied into what Dax is saying about, you know, being kind of a little bit of a bumpy start there, and we're asked to, like, really reflect on that, make sure you got all your ducks in the rows. And also a big thing about creativity is coming up, too. It's like really, you know, if you're going to do this, go all in when you do it. And in doing that, in getting to that, what was it, the Ten of Pentacles, I think, that you got as your outcome position there, Dax, which is wonderful. You're going to also need to make sure, because you get very busy starting a new business, but you need to also make sure you're taking care of yourself physically. Don't forget to sleep. Don't forget to eat. Make sure you're drinking water. All of those basic things that keep our energy level up, because you're going to need it. So, but yeah, take that leap.
Awesome. Well, I think we've pretty much covered it. Let's try to squeeze another call in here. We're going to go to area code 801. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
Char-char.
I was wondering if you were going to call in for our 300th episode.
And I did, just to say, happy 300th. I don't really have a question or anything to add other than the numerology thing is so incredibly fascinating, but I have too many other things to learn right now. But I did want to call and just say congratulations and thanks for all the great programs you provide and all the information that you put out, and all your hosts sharing their gifts with us. I just... it's awesome. So thank you and congratulations.
Thanks,
Charlotte.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
Thanks,
yeah, Char. Thanks for calling.
We always appreciate you calling.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we look forward
to
next time.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you can hang,
awesome.
You can mute me right now and get on to the next caller.
All righty. Well, thanks again, Charlotte. We look forward to your next call into the show here. Let's go to the next caller. Who's there? What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller. You're live on Psychic Talk. Oh, boy. Maybe they don't know to pick up. I hear a lot of moving around in the background. Okay, last call. We're going to go to area code 858.
Oh, hello. Hi.
What's
Thank
your name,
you
hon?
So much.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
What's your name, hon? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, my name is Anne, California.
Awesome.
And my question, do you see something good happening in my love life in the nearest future?
The love life question.
The love life. I love those questions.
Well, the big question is, do you really want something? And I'm just kidding. What are you getting, Kath? Let's go with Kathy first. She didn't get to talk last time.
See. The energy surrounding it right now is the High Priestess. So it's really important that you listen to your intuition and what it's telling you. Think about the past relationships you've had, any patterns there, and if you would like to continue in that vein or if you're looking for a different type of person. Because as you're going into the future, it's really important that you're clear with your intentions about what you have to offer, what you want, you know, so that you're magnetizing to yourself exactly the energy that's, you know, in alignment with your heart, I want to say, you know, the deepest wishes of your heart.
Yeah.
And you can't draw that to yourself if you're not clear about what that is.
Do you see anyone coming into my life, or there is no one?
I actually see two people. What about you, Kathy? Do you see anybody in particular? But I got information on that if you don't.
Not immediately. I would have to go a few months out into the future, which I can do, but let's hear what you have to say first.
Well, yeah, I got the same thing as you, Kathy. I got a delay with the hangman, you know. It's also talking about what you said, Kathy, about, you know, getting ready for this, getting into the right mindset. I feel like you're holding on too firmly to something. I don't know if it's baggage that you need to let go of or what it is, what the deal is, you know, but if you can get past that, you know, then the delay with the hangman clears up and two kings actually come in, the King of Coins or the King of Pentacles and the King of Wands. So that's the earth energy and the fire energy. So potentially an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. And then for the earth sign, that's the fire sign. And for the earth sign, a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn. Both of these are very mature people. They may even be a little older than you. Okay? But, yes, there are people out there. And I'm just going to leave it at that and see what Mary's getting. Give Mary a chance here.
I'm getting some interesting kind of weird stuff here. And what I'm getting is, number one, it's asking you to kind of like detach from this right now. You know, this idea of, you know, like love life is somebody coming in, right now. Don't worry about it right now. Just kind of put a pin in it. It's going to happen. You know, Dax is seeing it in the future, and Kathy is indicating, you know, down the road, but not right now. And I think part of the reason that is coming up is this other message that I'm getting. Look, there's two things here. One, it's going to be okay. You are going to have somebody come into your life that is going to wind up being a pretty fulfilling relationship for you. So try not to focus on that now and heal instead from the things that you've already been through when it comes to love life. You know, it's talking about, like, you know, giving yourself a chance to recognize and appreciate how much you have grown through the challenges that you've experienced in that area of your life. And before this person comes in, oddly enough, I feel like something else is going to happen first, and that has to do with you helping someone else. Like, there's somebody that's going to need your assistance in some way, and it's very important that you do help this person. And I feel like that's kind of like our timing signal. It's like once that's accomplished, then this sort of we can get back to this love life thing. So that's what I got. It's weird.
And do you have any timeline when this person or these people can come in, like months or years or weeks?
I don't think it's going to be years. I don't think it's going to be years at all.
No, even Kathy said, remember, Kathy, you said something about, you know, looking out farther into months.
Yes, and as I did that, I actually drew the Lover's card. and I'm using Angel Tarot
awesome.
Right now, and on that card is Archangel Raphael. And I'm going to read you a little blurb because I want you, if this is in alignment with your beliefs, would you be comfortable asking Archangel Raphael for help and healing in this area of your life so that he can help you manifest the soulmate partnership that you want? Because that's what this card is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you're comfortable doing that, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what it all comes down to, really, Ann. It's coming down to working on this and clearing any blocks, the ones that I was seeing. And, you know, there's this delay, but, you know, how fast it happens is all up to you. It's not a matter of fate and, you know, when exactly are these guys coming in. It's more about you and focusing on this and write a list down. What are the attributes of the kind of person that you want to draw in? And really focusing on that. And clearing out any blockages that you might have to open the door. And the faster you work on this, the faster it'll happen. It doesn't have to be 6 months. It can be 3 months or 2 months or 4 weeks, 5 weeks away. Does that
make
sense?
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
If I can just say one thing real quick that I'm getting from Raphael is he's asking,
sure.
Do you want Mr. Right or do you want Mr. Right Now?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because
that's
if you take time to heal and carefully weigh your decisions, you're going to wind up with Mr. Right Now. And I'm not saying there's no judgment there. That's not good or bad. But do you want that or do you want Mr. Right? Do you want a truly fulfilling, long-lasting relationship? And
yeah.
If you want that, you're going to have to put in the time to lay the groundwork for that in terms of some personal healing and development work. But you will reap big old dividends from that work if you do it. It'll be worth it in the long run in terms
mm-hmm.
of what I just said, Mr. Right versus Mr. Right Now. And that's straight from
exactly.
the angel's mouth, as I heard.
Yeah, and that's all about, again, what I said, you know, what you're focusing on and writing that list. And, you know, that's what it all comes down to. I hope that helped you out. And we got to run. We're way over on the show here. And, you know, if we didn't get to your call today, remember you can call in on Lottie and Frankie's show tomorrow. Catherine's show on Monday. We'll be back next Saturday with an open line show, and we'll be taking calls all show long. Right, Mary?
Yep. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. And thanks for coming on, Kath, and hanging out with us. And
my pleasure.
Shout out
Thank
to
you
our
so much for having me.
Oh, it's so great having you on here. Thanks for calling in, Charlotte, and wishing us a happy 300th episode. Engaged has been with us since before the show started. Our hosts, Vivian Aubin and Sharona Rapsik, are listening in. They're in the chat room. Hi, everybody. Pondering. And, of course, Mary and I are in there as well as Kathy. And just wanted to give shout-outs to everybody in the chat room and everybody that's listened and all of you listening in archives. You know, we don't have a network. We don't have shows without you listening and our fabulous callers as well. I want to remind you, you know, if you're a practitioner and you're thinking about doing a podcast or a radio show, go to psychictalk.net/host2019, or just click Become a Host at the top of any page. We'd love to have you on the network. Check out our new Psychic University, Psychic U, at psychictalk.net/psychicu, and you'll see banners all over the website at psychictalk.net, and you can just click any of the banners, and we got fabulous courses and workshops and a lot more coming out for you as well. Thanks to my fabulous co-host with the mostest, Mary, for being here.
Aww. Thank you, Dax.
Our 300th episode and 1 year of Psychic Talk Radio, folks. Happy birthday, everybody. And we'll see you next week. Going to say goodbye. And goodbye, Mary. Goodbye, Kathy. And goodbye, everybody out there.
Goodbye, Dad.
Have a great weekend,
Kathy.
Everybody. Bye, Mary.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Happy Psychic Saturday.